Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's amazing. I have more energy. I feel better. I have energy all day long. I don't get worn out, tired till I get off and get home, you know? So, yeah, I love it.
I am getting through my day with all the energy that I need. And I really honestly think it's the Balance of Nature that I'm taking. And it dawned on me, I thought, wow, you know, it's 6 o'clock. I had all the energy I needed to deal with meetings, deal with issues, deal with all the people. So it's just giving me what I need to get through.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Kate.
Hi guys, it's Kate. Listen, there's something I want to tell you about. This is called mylibertyproject.org. mylibertyproject.org. And what I'm doing here is we have a new sponsor coming on to the show. And the sponsor is going to come on in a few weeks, be added in a few weeks. But next week, we're going to do a Zoom call. It's going to be in the evening. It's going to be on next Wednesday night, which is June the 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern. And this will be a big, huge Zoom call. I'm interested in having a team of people that want to help, maybe even wanting to do some remote work from home if that's what you're looking for. We're looking for two things. People that want to have like a little side hustle, underemployed, unemployed, whatever. You want a little side hustle. You want to decide if you want to do a couple of hours a day or a week or whatever. Okay, so looking for those individuals. And then also patriots of this country, concerned citizens who want to do something, but they don't know how to help this country right now. And this, what you'll be doing is you'll be talking to other red-pilled patriots just like you and teaching them how to dismantle these woke corporations who are running our country and show people how we can defund them. So this is getting the dollars out of China and basically stopping these woke corporations together. It's a really big idea. This is going to be huge. And please register, be on the call with me. It's a big deal. There's not too many ideas like this out there. And I'm really excited about this. If we can get a lot of people doing this, this will be so amazing for our country. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't know what to do, right? And a lot of people hurting right now financially. So I thought, hey, okay, this is two really cool things that can be happening right now, which I love. So go to mylibertyproject.org. Okay. Put in your info and I will send you a link. And to this call, this amazing call that's happening June the 7th, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain. And I think hopefully we'll send you out a reminder too. And we'll explain the whole thing and explain the details. But I'm really excited about this and can't wait to see you there. And I would really like for you to be part of this. Okay? My Liberty Project.
The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. Show starts now.
Woke is Marxism evolved to take on the West. Woke is Marxism evolved to attack the West. If you don't understand that, you will not act correctly. You will not cure it, and it will conquer your countries.
Ah, so true. That clip from James Lindsay, he'll be joining us in the last hour today. And I love it. He is talking all over the nation about CRT. You may have seen some clips. Very popular speaker on critical race theory. And we'll have him on the show at 4 o'clock. He's also coming to my local area, too, in a couple of weeks on June 17th. So I'm really excited about that. And Julie Beelings joins me. She is the author of Beneath Sheep's Clothing, a great book on talking about communism in America and it's rearing its ugly head. Welcome to the show, Julie. How are you?
Thanks so much, Kate. I'm great.
You bet. I want to say we're going to be talking about maybe things to do regarding the whole Pride Month, things not to do. This whole month is, it's get ready for the bombardment of LGBT this month. And I hope I don't want to be one that focuses on it all month because I don't want to give it that kind of press. But there are things to know about it in history. There are things that we can do, not do, that'll help the situation. And I'm not quite sure why we have a whole month dedicated to sexual appetites, but okay. And, you know, it's interesting. I have a very, very close friend of mine, one of my favorite people in the world, named Mike. And he's gay. And he was over last night. And he was talking to me about how things have been hijacked and how he said, you know, people in the gay community think that these groups of people that are at the helm of these movements, especially the LGBT movement, have totally hijacked and are taking it in directions they don't even like. They're not supportive of this agenda. And he said, and we get all lumped in in the same group. And we don't, we want to protect children. There's things that are going on that we don't like. And he said, I wish people realize that there are so many in the community that don't like where they're headed. And I just wondered if you wanted to comment on that. Yeah. I think there's more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. In fact, the organization Gays Against Groomers, they just posted yesterday on, I'm quoting, we no longer recognize or want anything to do with our quote-unquote community. There is no pride in preying upon vulnerable youth, leading them down the path of permanent medicalization and corrupting their childhood. Wow. We will not rest until they are safe from the predators who are using us as a shield to harm them, unquote.
Wow.
There's a whole section of the LGBTQ that are not thrilled with being used. In fact, Marxism, looking at how it operates kind of like a parasite that attaches itself to existing causes and then twists them for its own purpose.
That's a great way to put it. See, people do not equate Marxism with us because we don't really equate it in everyday language. We don't really talk about it. It's like it's its own thing, but it's not. It's heavily steeped in Marxism.
Definitely. And, you know, it's great that you're having James Lindsay on later today. And he's the one who has delved into all of the genealogical work, if you will, on Marxism. And, you know, you have gender theory and queer theory, which is what we're seeing with the LGBTQ being used. It's its first cousin to critical race theory. Critical race theory developed from critical theory, who were the neo-Marxists that developed critical theory. Then they were connected with the cultural Marxists from about 100 years ago. That came from the classical Marxists, you know, the traditional proletariat versus bourgeois, Karl Marx Marxists.
Right. Absolutely.
But it keeps the kernel of Marxism intact. So Marxism is a playbook to prepare a society to fall to communism. And what you do is you locate an oppressed group of people or a group of people who can be made to feel oppressed and then get them to tear down their oppressor.
Right.
And in the case of gender theory, the oppressor is literally the binary genders. And they say this in their writings, the thought leaders of this movement.
Wow.
They want to destroy the binary genders. So they don't. So they're in the school. They're in the schools with social and emotional learning. The vast majority of people, by the way, who perpetrate this and who are spreading these agendas have no clue that it has any connection with Marxism, because they're just the dupes at the bottom of the pyramid. It's just the ones at the top. Mm-hmm. Well, the tip top is the people funding it, but then one level below that is the explicit Marxists. And they are, they're in the schools and with the social and emotional learning developed by Marxists. And if they can't queer or trans the kids, they will turn them into allies of the agenda.
Jeez, all in the guise of being kind.
Yes. And the whole point is to destabilize the family, destabilize religion, destabilize society, and to help there to be a communist revolution.
Jeez. You can absolutely go for more at beneathsheepsclothing.com, right? Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Because I want people to know about your website, your book, and the documentary you're doing. Because I love the work that you're doing. It's awesome. So
Thank you.
Beneath Sheep's with an S clothing .com. And so tell us what to do. There are a lot of people out there that don't know what to do with this whole month and don't know what to do with the pride parades and don't know what to do with all of this stuff that they're going to get bombarded by. What are the do's and don'ts, Julie?
Yeah. So step one is to get educated about this agenda, because it's a little tiny bit complicated. It's not obvious from the get-go. You know, you look at this, it doesn't look like Marxism if you haven't really studied that. So everyone who's listening now, you're getting educated, and then help educate others. Step two, we need to protect our children. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole subject in and of itself. I personally homeschool my child and really careful what media that he partakes of. But step three is don't fall into the traps that are being set. And this is something that James Lindsay has been speaking out about, as well as other leaders in the anti-communist movement right now here in America,
right,
is that by all appearances, it looks like there's going to be a setup of Christians this month.
Mm-hmm.
They really want Christians riled up. If you've seen, you know, that mm-hmm. drag performance group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence,
mm-hmm.
dressed up like nuns,
yeah.
being honored at Dodgers Stadium. And they do drag shows with a Jesus on a cross that they are sexual with in their performances. They're really
Good
trying to instigate things with Christians, but we can't fall into that trap. It's like, let's say someone was breaking into your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to have the right strategy to know what to do, you can't just like run out and start screaming.
That's true.
You have to like, okay, I'm going to hide in this corner. I'm going to call 911. You have to use
right.
tactics
mm-hmm.
to be able to outsmart that. And so we need to not run around like chickens with our heads cut off and go protest pride or tear down people's pride flags. We don't want to give in to that because they would love to have footage.
Yes.
Meaning the powers that be.
And
would
then,
love to have footage of Christians kind mm-hmm. of becoming unhinged.
Yes,
at
and
Pride
then taking those same kinds of things and turning them on Christians themselves for what things they want to do, right? As an excuse.
Yeah, they want to peg the Christians as violent domestic terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already starting to happen. I mean, just think of January 6th, how there's people languishing in jail for years
right.
that were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Just don't fall into that trap. And anyways, if you're protesting at a Pride event, those are the people the least likely to actually listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to step one. We need to get educated and help spread the word about what this agenda is and protect our children. Step two. Those are the two big things that we need to do.
So true. So true. I really like your idea. I hope it resonates with people. And it doesn't mean you're accepting all that they're doing. And I think this is a real tough thing, I think, for everyone to kind of wrap their head around. I won't be at a pride parade because I don't accept what they're doing and why, and I would not be a part of that. But I also don't want them to use me as being sort of trapped by coming down and trying to protest it. Let them do their thing. Let them do their thing for their crowd. Whatever. Live, let
yeah.
live. But you're right, I think, about that trap that's being set. Just like I say, don't go to the Capitol and protest. They want you to, you know? And that's why Harold from Freedom's Nightmare was saying, no, they marched around churches. They did it totally different than going down into where, you know, the place where they want you to come. And so that's really what you're saying. It's like, don't fall into where they want you to come and where they're enticing you to come and be angry and unhinged and everything else, right?
Right. Right. And then just one more point. I want to make at least one more point
sure.
that we have to separate the people, and you kind of started with this, separate
mm-hmm.
LGBTQ people from this agenda.
Right.
Because the vast majority of them are not in support of this agenda. And we can have respect and treat with kindness our friends and neighbors who are
yeah.
who are gay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
and I certainly do myself.
Right.
But I'm very, very actively against the queer Marxist agenda for obvious reasons. Well, communism is the deadliest form of government in the world's history.
Right.
So
right.
that's why I'm against it.
Yeah. And it comes to us in many forms. And they utilize all kinds of different groups, like you were saying in the beginning. They utilize different groups. They help them to feel victimized and oppressed, which grabs the low-lying
yeah.
fruit of the people that are only in there because of that. Right. And then they utilize
right.
that to slip these other things in their main agenda. And it's just being smart to recognize it.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to be bringing James Lindsay to St.
Yes.
George, Utah in 2 weeks on the 17th of June. Also,
awesome.
This event will be live streamed. We're going to be doing an event on America's Marxist and Maoist Cultural Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And
Love
I'm going
that.
To give a little background. My background is in Russian and Soviet history,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be giving a little background about how the communists and the
dot
lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Also younger than the sun.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show on a Friday. I hope you're doing well. Big thanks to Julie Abeling. The book is Beneath Sheep's Clothing. And then we have James Lindsay coming on in the next hour. I'm also going to talk about 15-Minute Cities a little bit, too. Kind of give you another bit of lowdown on that. I think I talked about it last week, too. Welcome back. And, of course, get over to Balance of Nature. I don't know what you're waiting for, but you need to get healthy, and why not feel it right now? It's summertime. It's great. It's a great time to feel better and get stamina and feel good. And if you can imagine what it does for the outside of your body, can you imagine what it does for the inside? 31 fruits and vegetables. There's no other product like it. No chemicals. They grow their own fruits and vegetables, and they dial that down to the phytonutrients, the most important part. They capsulize that, and you can take it every day. And it's part of what I take is my multivitamin. I love it. So 31 fruits and vegetables, you'll feel it, and it really is fantastic. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. And when you do, when you put in the code Kate, it's kind of amazing. You'll get 35% off. It'll help the show to stay on the air, and you'll get 35% off as a bonus and, free shipping, and they'll ship it out to you immediately. It's really, there's a lot about the agenda that she was talking about. That is, it's just so crazy right now. Twitter canceled the deal, you guys all probably heard about this, with the Daily Wire to stream the movie What is a Woman, despite a 97% rating on it, right? And so Matt Walsh was saying, you know, this has 45 million views right now, and of course, can't stream it, cancels the deal with Daily Wire to stream it. And really what it's saying is, what is a woman, right? Identify that. And they talk about the LGBT agenda and the goal of transhumanism, that they're not, it's not done yet. There's a lot about re-engineering humanity to be slaves. And that's where the Marxism comes in. It's a Trojan horse for that. And the people that go out and thinking it's just about kindness don't understand the Trojan horse. They don't get it. They don't get what the real goal is. Lots of things are being used, right? And so there's lots of history behind this, but I don't know if anyone realizes the LGBT movement, the movement of LGBT, was formally organized in the mid-1800s in Germany. Yeah, Germany. With the founder of the Scientific Humanitarian Committee. And they wanted to decriminalize it. And then, of course, they wanted to, you know, normalize it. And then the guy that started that, his successor, Magnus Hirschfeld, coined the term transvestite, and it went mainstream in Germany in the 1920s and the 1930s, where it was championed by the Society for Human Rights, right? And this was done all with the same people that were surrounding Hitler, actually. It's very, very interesting history on this. And I hope people can set aside the triggering and just listen to the history, because that's what we're there for. But so, you know, the gay rights, American Gay Rights Entity was a chapter of this Society for Human Rights, although it really didn't have a lot to do with human rights. If everybody can kind of get what we're talking about here, it was really the Marxism was really at the core of this. It was launched in Chicago in 1924 by a German-American soldier named Henry Gerber. And there's so much more to that story, but I hope people realize that it also laid the groundwork for Alfred Kinsey to do what Alfred Kinsey was doing in the 1960s and then became part of the sexual revolution. Now, doesn't matter how you feel about gay people or not, everybody needs to know the history of things, right? The history is very, very important, kind of tells the tale. And I'll come back. I'll tell you a little bit more about this, and then I want to talk about 15-minute cities, right, when I come back. But there's just so much to this that can't be ignored. And people get too caught up and too triggered and too crazy to talk about stuff. Well, we're going to talk, you know, there's history and there's things going on that we have to talk about. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. Hey, you guys have heard me talking about Choffy, choffy.com. It's that drink you can drink in the morning. It is not coffee, but it tastes like it. And it also comes from roasted chocolate beans. It raises serotonin levels, is great for digestion, if you know what I mean. I know a lot of people drink coffee for that reason. A lot of former coffee drinkers on Choffy now because it's so much healthier. It's like drinking 2 cups of blueberries. The antioxidants from those roasted chocolate beans are amazing. You can put in the code Kate, Kate will get you the savings. Also, you can try some different flavors. Ecuador is the one for coffee drinkers. I think they like that one the most. Tastes most like coffee. And then a hint of chocolate is in the one called Nigeria and Volta. And I like those. But you can put cream and sugar in it. You can drink it as an iced drink. I am telling you, the health benefits, raising of serotonin levels, and also that natural caffeine instead of the jittery kind that drops you. This is the natural caffeine. You're going to switch over. You're going to love this product. Chaffee is that incredible. That incredible. I love it. I drink it every morning. It's fantastic. It's made a difference in my life. Go to chaffee.com, C-H-O-F-F-Y, and just try it out.
73-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Games people play now. Every night and every day now.
Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. That's an understatement. This song is such an understatement. The games they play in Washington. Welcome back to the show, Kate Daly Show. That's what you're listening to right now. And katedalyradio.com. You can get the recorded version of this show every single day if you go to katedalyradio.com. And it's right below, I think, the sponsors, or right above the sponsors. You'll see the SoundCloud podcast, the episodes, and then also our wonderful sponsors, MyPillow being one of them. You can also go to mystore.com. And you can get fabulous gifts for the man in your life for Father's Day, birthdays, weddings, graduations, you name it, and for yourself. But I do want to say that it's very, very important that we realize, you know, like all these things that were made in America is very, very important to me. And I love these products, automotive and all kinds of things at mystore.com and mypillow.com. And all you have to do is put the code Kate. And it helps the show, too. And you're going to get up to 90% off because he was culture canceled, Mike Lindell. And so for bringing up election fraud and exposing it. So this is a way to help, and it's a way to help the show as well. But you're going to get fabulous gifts and things that you can order at a bargain price, too. So better than Amazon. So I love that. All right. So let's take a caller real quick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Kate, thank you for having Julia. Sure. She's really quite right on to the extent that she covered this. Just to highlight a few things she said and add to it.
Sure.
This is being championed currently by the entire establishment in the world, not in just America. So it could have, the origins could have been a long time ago, but it's a conspiracy that's controlling this.
Yeah.
And one thing she kind of implied is quite true. It's a top-down movement. That's why the homosexuals at the bottom are not part of this. It's the universities that promote this collectivism, and that they're being oppressed, and that's the useful idiots that are working the agenda of this movement. But the people at the top are the conspiracy. I think it's important people realize that. When they call it human rights, it's so important they try to confuse people between individual rights, real rights, inalienable rights, and collective rights. And, of course, this is collective rights. It's a collectivism. So I think she's quite right on. Last thing I wanted to say on pride. You know, what is this pride? It's pride in violation of God's law. It's pride in committing sin. And we need to be, we have a responsibility as Christians. You know, the scriptures are for proof and correction, reproof and correction. We need to, with God, with love, try to help these people understand this is a sinful act. And if you don't confess it to Christ and ask for forgiveness, you won't make it into heaven. I think we have an obligation to try to get that message across to people. So, you know, in terms of individual rights, they have a right to do it. They're not hurting people when they're committing this act unless they're trying to group children. But we have a responsibility to try to direct them away from sin and towards God.
Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. I'd like to give everybody a time to chime in. And you'll have plenty of time to chime in after James Lindsay, too, in the next hour as well, visits with us. And I'm excited to have him on. He speaks all over about CRT and also, you know, Christian nationalism and where this is headed and what's going on. And then also, of course, social, emotional learning, all the things that our kids are learning in the public school system. So going back to the battle in history, here's a point of history. People don't really, I don't think people really understand, as far as World War One, the battle for the streets of Munich, 1919. It was a conflict among Marxists. 1919. Big conflict among Narcissists. The government was under the control of the Social Democrat Party, and on the ground were both German Soviet-style communists and then the fascists of the National Soviet Movement. When they introduced Hitler, it was a very interesting time, because remember I said the origins of the LGBT movement itself came out of Germany. Well, he was very much, there's books, the Pink Swastika, all kinds of different books that describe all of the people he surrounded himself with in the gay community, but then he also came out as being opposed to it. But there was a reason that he did that. And I think this is what we're talking about on the bait and switch. So they weren't really going for him. They weren't really excited about Hitler, and he wanted them to be. And he basically kind of rooted his success, and this is really important to understand, with a lot of unceasing activity, brawls, scandals, riots, enticing riots, even terrorism, even with the event that he blamed on the communists. They did what they did in order to bring on a more totalitarian rule. And he knew exactly what he was doing. He blamed an event on the communists. Carol Quigley talked about this in Tragedy and Hope. And it was evident a week before the election that the German people were not convinced that the Nazis should gain the increased power they sought. And there was a plot worked out, you know, to burn the Reichstag building and then blame the communists. And they did this. So don't ever think government can't perform a false flag. We've got many examples of it in history. So when people say that's a conspiracy, I think they're just trying to hide information from you, because this is all in history. And there were, because of the LGBT movement really getting its footing in Germany, around the same time, you had a lot of people in the Nazi party that were gay. You had a lot of people, and this book eloquently has major citations of all of the works that prove this, even books that were banned that talked about this pretty openly. And of course, people that were killed that talked about this openly. And so people don't like to say these things in the same sentence. Why not? This is just, we're talking about history. We can't talk about history because it might offend somebody. Give me a break. And so with the new dictatorial powers, because he blamed this fire on the communists and then came down with this totalitarian rule, because by then people were wanting this to happen. They were wanting somebody to take charge, right? Because it was blamed on something else. So of course, Hitler stripped the communists of the things they were doing, including communist parliamentary members of the seats of their government, and then injected himself and the Nazis as saviors in this quote-unquote time of crisis. So really what I'm describing, right, is a Trojan horse. Same thing we're describing with Marxism, with this movement. And I think there are people in the LGBT community that can see it. And I visited with one last night. He knew exactly what was going on. And we don't give enough credit to that. There are a lot of people that see what's happening. Don't lump them all together, because they don't. There's so many people that want to fight what's going on too, as far as the Trojan horse that's happening right now in our society. I think it's hard for us to see. We like to be sort of dazzled into, how do I put this without offending everybody, into being that guy, that person that's on the forefront of revolutionary change for the better. How do you know it's for the better? How do you know it's for the better? So people always assume that change is going to be for good. How do you know that? So they get swept up into, I'm doing something. I'm important. I'm fantastic. Because I'm marching for something. A lot of people do this when it comes to abortion, when it comes to women's rights. Women have rights. What rights do they not have? Good heavens. Feels like they almost have more rights, doesn't it? God. So they march. They think that they're on the forefront of this thing they're fighting for. And they're doing this with Pride Month and Summer of Pride and all this stuff that they want to introduce. Soon we'll be at Year of Pride. It already feels that way anyway, doesn't it? Does it not? It doesn't mean you hate people. It doesn't mean anything like that. It means that there are people out there that see what's really coming. And it isn't this. It has nothing to do with this. Now, as a Christian, I can say I have my beliefs on right and wrong that stem from values that I believe in that come from Scripture. Okay? That I could have a whole conversation with you about that. What it says in Leviticus, you know, all I believe Scripture. Okay? But what they want to do is take those two things and combine them into, like, take somebody that says, you know, I support you and love you, but still have my rights. I still have my values. And they turn you into a person that hates or anti. I put up a thing on Facebook and it just said, why do drag queens not want to perform for old folks' homes? Why do they want children in the audience? So I got this horrible message from this guy that said, you know, you are the bane of our existence. You're horrifying. You're a crap show. You're a terrible person and human being. And I'm like, no, I'm literally just asking the question, why don't they want to perform at old folks' homes? I haven't seen that occur, right? Retirement places, the Lions Club. Like, why don't they want to, if it's all about the performance, why don't they want to perform? Why the family-friendly, kid in the audience kind of thing? Well, there's a lot of LGBT that are against kids with that kind of show, just like they would be against taking their kids to a strip show. They don't want to, they don't want kids to see that kind of thing. They think it's an adult-only thing, which it always was in the past. It only became an issue when they wanted to kind of relabel themselves as family-friendly entertainment. There's nothing really family-friendly about middle-aged men running around in thongs and pasties and wigs and high heels. There's nothing family-friendly about that. So this month is a month where Christians are going to feel like if you say anything at all, if you ask any questions, and this is a way to suppress you, don't ask a single question or you are the bad guy, the hater, the horrible person, the terrible person. What's sad is that the guy that wrote me that message is highly uneducated, very stupid. And I hate to say that. It's just that he doesn't see the Trojan horse. He doesn't see what's behind this. He doesn't see the actual thing that's happening in America right now. They're utilizing, hijacking, and using the LGBT community for this. I'm not talking right now about the morality or immorality of LGBT. What I'm talking about is the Trojan horse. They don't see the Trojan horse. And then everything becomes a triggering event. Everything becomes, you've triggered me, you're mean, you're hostile because you're not open, loving arms, heart emoji to everything that, every parade and every rainbow that you see. You know, the sign, there was a sign for LGBT. It used to be, wasn't it like the pink triangle, the pink, it was something else. It wasn't the rainbow. Sort of hijacked that. And I don't know if a lot of people actually realize that. It used to be something totally, totally different than what it is today. But there's a lot of hijacking by the political groups. And, you know, with its beginnings, it's kind of interesting. Germany is in the beginnings of the LGBT movement. And then, of course, Chicago. And then Alfred Kinsey with the sexual revolution. That's why I always say that the women's liberation movement was more of a calculated project than it ever was an organic thing that just sort of cropped up and women just, you know, women all over the country and the world just didn't start to get angry. It was very manipulated. And it was part of the entire sexual revolution. A lot of what they do is use that for the Trojan horse of really what makes us a slave in the end. That's what I wish people realized. This is way more about what's coming. It's cloaked in LGBT for censorship and everything else. That's why Twitter said no to what is a woman. What is a woman is a great dialogue about what a woman is and what it's not. Why would they not want that? See, I don't trust Elon. So, and now these are the reasons why, okay? So censorship is the is the way, right? This is exactly what Hitler did. If people want to bring up Hitler so much in America, then let's really talk about the roots of Nazism, because you're going to find a lot more closely connected with the LGBT movement than you will a lot of things, and the Green Movement. The Green Movement started there as well. People don't see that either. I'll talk more about that next week. There's a lot more that happened there, but people like to focus on certain things when they go back to always talking about Germany. Interesting that we don't talk about the Holodomor. A lot more death, right? The persecution of people. We don't talk about Mao as much as we talk about Nazism. But we also don't talk about the truth about what was behind a lot of things in Nazism. And so you don't hear these things brought up as far as the environmental movement, as far as LGBT movement. These things are not brought up. But I think it's important to know, don't you? We always should be looking at the history of things, because it says a lot about where we're headed. And if you look at how Hitler gained power, he gained power as a savior to people through safety and through, oh, I'm going to do all of these, you know, things to save you from the contempt of life, when really it wasn't about that at all, was it? But he used it. He used it. So we have to be careful on the right and the left that we don't get caught in these traps too. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, you can also go to Activate FIQ, activate the word F as in Frank, IQ.com, and put in the code Kate, and it'll help the show. You'll get your savings, and you'll get tremendous products. Cod liver oil is amazing, and so is the whole vitamin C. Order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a My Pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Make sure and use the promo code Kate, K-A-T-E, and get those savings and help Truth in Radio. Thanks, you guys. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Southern Cross. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So I also wanted to mention preparewithkate.com. Use the window to get food storage right now and real food. Hate to say that, but what food is becoming is scary. I'll conclude the show with the 15-minute city segment from China that I want to play, but and James Lindsay coming up. But look, Also, FIQ, activate FIQ. I take copper, I take whole C, I take cod liver oil. These things are important to me and part of my daily routine, and I feel a lot better, and I hope you do too. So go to activate FIQ and put in the code Kate and get some great products. Morley Robbins was on last Friday, and we had a great episode, and I hope you learned a lot from that too. I really do. Boy, talked about a lot of things, a lot of explosive things. So catch the podcast if you didn't get it. So this was kind of interesting. In a lot of the literature, the books that were banned and that we, you know, just don't get these days. Remember when I said, make sure you have old books, you know, it was talking about the Nazis having they were not Christians, but occultists, and they prayed it around as Christians. They actually, the Christian cross was removed and replaced by the swastika, but that they were basically pagans. They basically, the Nazis were occultists. A lot of people don't see that portion of it. They sort of strategized themselves in, and actually at the end, so then it was against Jews, but then at the end they wanted to sort of turn that towards all kinds of Christian faiths too. It was a really, people don't talk about that part of the Nazis, but there's so much there to unpack. And I just hope we can see that. We're getting rid of history. We're getting rid of our flags. You know, when they lose the state seal, a lot of people, I want to mention this, but just because of the losing of our history right now, but also Trojan horses, right? All across the United States, last 5 years, the loss of the state seals on the flags, almost all the states, not all yet, but they're getting there, and they're replacing with these simplified corn stalk or a picture, or like, it looks like a cartoon, like a kid drew it, right? And there are laws in the states. I'm not sure about all of them. I haven't looked up every single state. But there are laws even in my state that when a seal is on that, you can't disrupt that seal. You can't add anything to it. A lot of people are adding to these new flags the rainbow version of the flag. They're adding their messaging or agenda, even if it's not the rainbow, something else, right? To the flags, the state flags that are flying. And what enables that is taking off that seal. Those seals are there for a reason. That the seal was, it's used on paper. It's used on paperwork. It's very important. This is our state insignia, right? And on sometimes on the flags, not always, sometimes. But the more we don't use the state seals, those can actually be infiltrated with any messaging. And in my own state, it was in the legality language. It was, you can't have an agenda advertised. You can't have some sort of political group, you know, nothing on the state seal. And our state seal was on our flag. This kind of stuff's happening all over the country. I sure hope people are realizing it, because people think it's happening in their state and this sudden preoccupation with change. Moving forward, let's modernize. And has nothing to do with modernize. Is being modern simplistic like a four-year-old? I guess, because that's what all the flags look like. Go look up all the different flag changes all across America. You know, they've tried getting rid of statues. They've tried getting rid of books. They've tried getting rid of all of these things. And soon, a couple more generations will be at a culture that doesn't know our roots at all. It's never even talked about, because there's no representation to talk about. In our state seal, we had, you know, a couple of things about the Indians. We had a couple of things about all the different things about our state. And all that's getting lost. And I say that because there are small Trojan horses, big Trojan horses. There are a lot of things that are getting used for a bigger agenda. I think eventually they're going to go after the American flag. I really do. And we'll be talking a lot about leading up to Independence Day. Because there's so much significance in that flag and reverence in that flag for what it represents to me, to my family, to probably you. And we'll talk about that more. But I don't want to lose our history. I don't want to not understand it. And I don't want to repeat it. And if we let these Trojan horses succeed, it will. It will repeat. We're repeating it right now. Be right back with James Lindsay. Don't Go Anywhere, Kate Daly Show. Put in the code KATE.